In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor profiles a U of I team working to save the planet one, make that two buildings at a time.
Let's face it, most people find energy conservation about as sexy as the cardigan sweater worn by Jimmy Carter when he exhorted Americans to turn down their thermostats back in 1977. But 34 years later, conservation still offers some of the greatest opportunities for decreasing our reliance on fossil fuels and fighting climate change. At the University of Illinois, enormous gains in energy conservation are being made through the work of a group within the Utility and Energy Services Division at Facilities and Services called the Retro Commissioning Team. The purpose of the Retro Commissioning Team is to restore optimal operating conditions for the heating, cooling, and ventilation systems of campus buildings and to make or facilitate upgrades to components of those systems where that's feasible. The team has grown from a single 5-member unit when it was first formed in 2007 to a current staff of 16 people who work in two groups. Both groups include engineers, field technicians, tradesmen, and student interns. The teams typically spend about 2 months on a building, and they employ a highly systematic approach. Their work entails a thorough analysis of available documentation on mechanical systems by engineers and a comprehensive investigation of operating conditions, equipment, and more by field technicians and tradesmen. One straightforward thing the retro commissioning teams do is identify the maintenance issues that tend to multiply in overlooked places as facilities age. Things like clogged ducts, stuck dampers, damaged coils, and worn-out sensors. Beyond attending to such issues, the retro commissioning teams also focus on ensuring that mechanical systems operate only as they are needed, rather than around the clock. Some of the retro commissioning team's greatest successes have been achieved in relatively new facilities, shiny buildings a casual observer might have presumed to be models of efficiency. At the ACES Library, for example, energy use in the year following retro commissioning was an astonishing 42.7% lower than it had been the year before. The greatest part of this reduction was accomplished by using the available programmable controls to cut back ventilation and exhaust fans. A similarly large reduction in energy use was achieved at the Siebel Center for Computer Science through extensive work on temperature control programming. While decreases in energy use at the other 20 buildings that have been retro-commissioned are somewhat less dramatic, the average reduction of 28% is still quite impressive. In terms of spending on utilities, the university has saved a whopping $4.5 million thanks to the work of the retro-commissioning team. You might wonder whether there will come a time for the retro-commissioning team to ride off into the sunset, leaving behind a campus whose facilities are all tuned to operate as efficiently as possible. But their work is naturally recursive. They constantly monitor the meters for the buildings they have worked on and return to diagnose and resolve problems when losses in efficiency are detected. Beyond that, by the time they have finished with the last building on campus, the facilities where they started will probably be due for another comprehensive look.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.